We just mentioned that today is a special day.
我希望孩子们如果可能的话都坐到你母亲旁边。
If possible, children, would you please sit by your parents?
或是你们弟兄姊妹愿意坐到你的丈夫或妻子旁边，坐到你的妻子旁边也是很美的事。
Or brothers, sit with your wife. That would be beautiful.
很多时候我们都生活在忙碌，在routine的生活里面。
A lot of times we live in routines.
我们忽略了神赐给我们的关系和周围的人。
We neglect our relationship with people around us.
当我们这个礼拜一听说慧珍一下子发现已经是癌症第三期的时候。
This Monday, when we all of a sudden heard that Sister Lola was diagnosed as having breast cancer, third stage.
我相信我们很多的弟兄姊妹都在非常的惊痛和难过之中。I'm
sure a lot of us were in shock and pain.
她还这么年轻，她的小儿子才6个月大而已。
She's still so young, and her son is only 6 months old.
那天听到慧珍说她要希望有一天看见她儿子娶的媳妇，我心里面就非常的难过。
That day, it really hurts me when I heard Sister Lola say she wants to see her daughter-in-law in the future.
弟兄姊妹，当我们生命健康都还正常的时候，
So when we still enjoy our good health,
我们常常忽略了我们周围的家人，
We often neglect our family.
我们求神帮助我们，让我们珍惜神给我们的关系、日子和健康。
May the Lord help us to cherish all the relationships and the days and the health that He's given us.
让我们都立一个心愿, you know, make me a blessing, 让我成为祝福。
May we all will to be a blessing.
让所有跟我们接触的人, 尤其自己的家人, 能够从我们的身上得到祝福。
May people around us, especially our family, may receive blessing from us.
我想在开始的时候, 我们一起, 我们特别为着, Laura和她的全家, 我们有个祷告。
Before we start, I would like to say a prayer for Sister Lola and her family.
主, 我们一起来到你宝座的面前。
Although we've come before your throne,
我们将慧珍姊妹和智安全家都交在你的手中。We
commit Sister Lola and her family in your hands.
主耶稣, 我们知道你爱他们。
We know that you love them.
主啊, 你并不甘心叫人受苦，使人忧愁。
And you do not like us to be in sorrow.
虽然这件事的临到，我们不明白为什么。
Even though we do not understand why this thing happens.
但是我们仍然要在信心的里面相信我们的神。
But we still trust that you're leading us with the skillfulness of your hands and the wisdom of your heart. Therefore, in your name, church commits this family in your hands. We pray that you'll give them the peace that transcends all understanding. We pray that you'll give them the living faith.
我们求你将那够用的恩典赐给他们。And
sufficient grace.
尤其他在接受治疗，在那里忍受难处的时候，主，你真是赐下够用的恩典来。Especially
when they go through painful treatments, sufficient grace.
主耶稣，我们也求你减轻慧珍在接受治疗中一切的受苦和不舒服。And
we pray that you will minimize the pain and discomfort during the treatment.
而最后，我们要求你的旨意。 你那纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意成就在这个家中。
Lastly, we pray that your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done in this family.
让人从他们的身上看见你的荣耀。
So men will see glory from them.
不仅仅这个家因着这个苦难蒙到大的祝福。
Not only that this family will be blessed through this trial.
让所有与他们接触的都从他们身上得到祝福。
But all who are around them will be blessed.
主，我们也求你兴起你的教会来。
I pray that you will raise up your church.
让教会成为一个祷告的教会。
So that the church will be a praying church.
不让我们个人专顾自己的事。
So that we do not only mind our own business.
让我们学会扬声为你的家呼求。
We will raise up our voice to cry out to you.
我们能够扬声的为儿女们的需要来呼求。
We will cry out for the needs of your children.
祝福我弟兄姊妹的全家。
Bless my brother and sister and their family.
希望你早一天将他们带出来。We
pray that you will lead them out of this tribulation soon.
是的，我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。Even
though we go through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
因为你与我们同在。Because
you are with us.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我们。And
your rod and your staff comfort me.
也为着所有其他有难处的弟兄姊妹，求你祝福他们。We
also pray for other brothers and sisters who are going through difficulties.
不管是健康上的。
Whether it's in health.
不管是在工作经济上的
or financial，
不管在家庭生活里的
or family，
不管是我们属灵里面的软弱
or is a spiritual weaknesses，
你既然应许我们日子如何，力量也必如何。
But you have promised that our strength will be as our days。
就但愿那够用的恩典在我们每一个人的身上显为真实。
That sufficient grace from you will be so real in every one of us。
你的能力在我们的软弱上显得完全。
And your power will be made perfect in our weaknesses。
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。
弟兄姊妹，如果今天神突然问你说，你可以有一个愿望，而且一定实现。
If you are asked, you may have one wish and it will come true。
那会是什么
？What would that be？
你不用讲出来，自己想一下。
Think about it. You don't have to say it。
如果我问在座的母亲们，今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day. If I ask the mothers here，
如果神对你说，你做母亲的，为着你的孩子，你可以有一个祷告，我一定实现，你会为孩子祷告什么
？If God tells you that I will fulfill one wish from you for your children, what would that be？
弟兄姊妹，我们会祷告什么
？What would you pray？
我们会希望他成就杰出。
Do you think that he will be a high achiever？
我们会希望他赚大钱。
Be wealthy？
我们会希望他怎么样功成名就
？Or be very famous and successful？
我们会希望他健康快乐。
Healthy and happy？
我们会希望他讨神的喜悦。
Or have favor from God。
弟兄姊妹，我们可能心里面都有一些不同的愿望。
We probably all have different kind of wishes。
在这圣经里面有一个人叫所罗门。
But in the Bible, there's a person named Solomon。
当他生下来的时候，神亲自为他取名字。
When he was born, the name was given by God。
神差遣拿单去告诉大卫说，要给这个孩子取名叫耶底底亚。
God sent prophet Nathan。To name this child Jedidiah, which is
这个名字本身就是一个很撒娇的名字，耶底底亚。
This is such a cute name, Jedidiah.
因为说到神很喜欢他。
Because God loves him.
他名字本身的意思就是蒙爱的。
And then the meaning of the name is to be blessed.
或是神的朋友。
And he's a friend of God.
那弟兄姊妹，这个孩子生下来的时候，父母亲喜欢他，神也喜欢他。
And this child was loved by his parents as well as God.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己对每一个孩子，我们都喜欢他们，对不对
？We all love our children, don't we？
但是我们对孩子的期望到底是什么
？But what is our wish and expectation of？
我们中国人非常非常重学术的成就。
We care about academic achievements a lot。
来到美国，这个恶补的情形一定没有比台湾好转。
We came to America, we still have all these tutoring classes。
补习班各种的学各种的 class 到处都是。
We have all these kind of tutoring classes and institutes everywhere。
所以有人说你到下午三点多你在街上的话，你就到处看见亚洲的妇女们在街上冲来冲去。
People say that around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll see Asian women driving around on the street。
弟兄姊妹，这表明说我们每一个人的心都在孩子们的成就跟他们的长进上面。
Because our heart and our mind are all on their achievement, on their growth。
神最在乎的是什么
？But what does God care the most？
那所罗门呢？有一天呢，当他做王的时候
，When Solomon became king，
他到基遍去献祭去。
One day he went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices。
他献了上千的祭牲在神的面前，那是一个很浩大的场面。
And he offered 1,000 burnt offerings。
那天晚上在睡觉的时候，神问他。
And that day in a dream, God asked him.
你要什么，我要赐给你。
Ask for whatever you want, and I will give it to you.
我们一起来看这段的圣经，所罗门向神要的什么。
Let's read the scripture.
我们请读王上第三章。
First Kings chapter 3.
王上第三章
First Kings chapter 3
第四节
verse 4
我想为了省时间我来读啊。所罗门王上基遍去献祭，因为在那里有极大的丘坛，他在那坛上献1,000牺牲做燔祭。在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。好，我们跳到第九节
verse 9
第八节
verse 8
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐我智慧， 可以判断你的名，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的名呢？所罗门因求这事就蒙主喜悦，神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求福，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，当求智慧可以听讼，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的，你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子列王中没有一个人比你的。第十五节，所罗门醒了，不料是个梦，他就回到耶路撒冷，站在耶和华的约柜前献燔祭和平安祭，又为他的众臣仆设摆宴席。这是所罗门在这里向神求智慧。
So Solomon asked wisdom from God.
我们在这里看见所罗门并没有求长寿。
He did not ask for long life.
人做了皇帝就想永远坐在上面，对不对？
Seems like all emperors, all kings, they wish for good life.
中国人都知道谁去求长生不老药。
We all know who asked for long life in China.
秦始皇嘛，哈。
The first king of Qing dynasty.
就是变成了今天的日本，这是我们的讲法。弟兄姊妹，他没有求长寿。
But Solomon did not ask for long life.
他也没有求更多的富足。
Neither did he ask for wealth.
因为盖圣殿已经耗费了很多很多的金银财宝。
He already spent a lot of money building the temple.
但是他并没有求财富。
But he didn't ask for wealth.
而不久之前，他刚刚经历了他的兄弟亚多尼亚想造反。
But actually, he just went through the uprising by his own brother.
所以他也没有求他王位的稳定，求神废掉他的仇敌。
But he did not ask for the death of his family or the death of his enemies or the security of his throne.
弟兄姊妹，非常叫人惊讶的是，他向神求了一个智慧，一个真智慧。
What's amazing is that he asked for true wisdom.
让他能够知道怎样在神和神百姓面前出入过生活。
So that he will know how to govern his people.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说他这个的祈求叫神的心大大喜悦。
And the Bible tells us that he's asking greatly pleased God.
神不仅仅要把这样子的智慧赐给他，前后没有人能够像他这么有智慧。
Not only that, God will give him wisdom that no one ever had before.
甚至他没有求的，神都要赐给他。
But God will even give him what he did not ask.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣也告诉我们，先求他的国和他的义，所有的需要其实神都知道。
In the same way, Jesus also told us that to ask for his kingdom and his righteousness.
到底我们在乎
our needs.
我们在乎的是不是神心中所要的？
Do we really care what God wants?
而当他得了智慧之后，
After he received wisdom,
他第一件事情在他身上做的，
The first thing he did,
就是他马上离开基遍，那个时候的会幕，就是摩西当初他们所造的那个会幕还在基遍。
He immediately left Gibeon, that's where the tabernacle of Moses still was located.
会幕的外院圣所、至圣所好像通通都还是一样的。
Since that, the tabernacle and the courts and the inner courts all seem the same.
独独有一件事情不一样了。
Only one thing was different.
大家知不知道什么？
Do you know what that is?
约柜不在至圣所里面。
The ark of the covenant was not in the tabernacle.
整个侍奉的体系照常运作。
But all the service rituals still continue on.
整个会幕的外壳仍然存在。
The tabernacle still existed.
所有的传统敬拜的礼仪都继续进行。
The worship traditions still going on.
但是约柜不在其中。
But the ark was not there.
弟兄姊妹，当所罗门梦里面醒了得到智慧的第一件事情，
After he received wisdom from his dream.
立刻回耶路撒冷到约柜的面前在更新他的奉献。
Immediately he went back to Jerusalem and before the ark he renewed his offering.
因为他的智慧显在真实的敬拜上面。
So we can see that his wisdom is shown in true worship.
因为基遍的侍奉和敬拜是一个徒有其表的一个敬拜。
Because the worship at Gibeon was only superficial.
因为神的宝座施恩座已经不在其中。
Because the throne of grace was not there.
神的荣耀和同在已经不在其中。
Because the glory of God and the presence of God was not there.
所以当所罗门得到智慧的时候，
So after Solomon received wisdom,
他第一件事情就脱离一切老旧传统的敬拜。
The first thing he did was to depart from all traditional worship.
他要真实的敬拜。
He wanted true worship.
他要脱离一切不合神心意的敬拜。
He wanted to depart from anything that is not of God's will.
他要脱离一切空洞虚有其表的敬拜。
Anything that is vain.
他要真实的来敬拜神，来到神的面前。
He wanted to worship God in true worship before God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，今天奉主名聚会的教会，天下不知道多有多少千万。
Today there are thousands of meetings, carry on in God's name.
包括我们这一个。
Including ours.
来自弟兄姊妹，当我们在聚会的时候，神在这里有没有被高举？
But in our meetings, is God exalted?
神是不是我们聚会的中心、目的和内容？
Is He our meeting's center and purpose and content?
就决定了这一个聚会到底在神的眼中有没有存在的价值。
And it will determine if this worship has meaning and significance in God's eyes.
神要我们脱离遗文的旧样，用心灵的新样来侍奉他。
God wants us to depart from the old forms of letters.But entering into the new form of the Spirit.
约翰福音第四章说到神寻找那些用心灵和诚实侍奉他的人。
John chapter 4 says the Father is seeking those true worshippers who worship Him in the Spirit and truth.
因为这边不仅仅讲到教会。
Not only He talks about the church.
也讲到我们个人的生活。
But also our individual life.
到底主耶稣是不是我们生活侍奉的中心？
Is Jesus Christ the center of our life and service?
如果不是的话，
If He's not,
那我们所有的生活，不管外面装饰的多么的漂亮，
Then it doesn't matter how grand is our life.
那不过是一个空洞的外壳，
It's but an empty shell.
里面真实的价值不在了，
The meaning and the value is not there.
那个最重要的失去了。
Because we lost the most important thing.
你可以到一个非常漂亮的豪宅，一个漂亮的房子面前。
You can go to a beautiful mansion.
那是一个家。
And that is a family, a house.
里面什么家具都有。
And it's got all kinds of furniture.
所有最好的设备都在。
All kinds of the best equipment.
开的是最好的车，最豪华的游泳池。
With the best cars and the best swimming pool.
里面有一个人被别人称为爸爸。
And there's a person.People call him dad.
里面有一个人被别人称为妈妈。
And there's another person they call her mother.
里面被称为儿子，称为女儿。
And there's also son and daughter.
所有家该有的外面的东西全部存在，人物俱在。
It's got all the elements for a family.
但是如果这个家没有了爱，
But if this family is without love,
这个已经不叫一个家。
It cannot be called a family.
这是一个空洞的家。
It's an empty family.
这是一个空洞的外壳。
It's just an empty shell.
一辆车子，最豪华的车子。
Say the most luxury car.
它什么东西都有。
It's got all kinds of equipment.
皮椅子、电脑设备、GPS, everything, stereo 都在。
Leather seats, GPS, stereo system, everything.
但是车子打开后，跟里面没有引擎。
But then, if the car is without the engine,
它已经失去了它最重要存在的价值。
And it has lost the most significant purpose.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的追求里面，
in our pursuit of our life,
如果神不是我们生活的中心，
if God is not the center of our life,
神不是我们敬拜的对象，
and He's not the object of our worship,
就算我们一个礼拜一个礼拜来到教会里面，
say we come to church week after week,
就算我们每一天有读圣经的习惯，
say we still read the Bible every day,
而我们却不是真正来到神施恩的宝座前，
but if we do not come before this throne of grace,
如同所罗门得了智慧以后，他发现原来神不在这里。
Just like after Solomon received wisdom, he all of a sudden realized that God is not here.
原来在基甸，这是一个空洞的侍奉。
So this is but empty worship and service.
是一个约柜不在的地方。
Because the ark was not there.
他马上回到耶路撒冷，来到约柜的面前。
Immediately he returned to Jerusalem and stood before the ark.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的读经和祷告。
So when we read the Bible, when we pray,
我们每一次的聚会和听到，
when we come to meetings and we listen to sermons,
到底我们里面有没有一个真实的感觉说神啊，我是来到你的面前。
Do we have this true realization that we are before God's presence?
每一次当我们唱到我就来到神的面前，弟兄姊妹，我们是不是真的来到神的祭坛面前？
Whenever we sing of this song that we come before this altar, do we really come before the altar?
还是我们唱完以后，我们里面仍然风平浪静，没有任何的牵动。
Or we are not moved by it at all.
我们没有见到因着遇见神而有的喜乐。
Do we receive the joy from meeting the Lord?
我们没有因为遇见神而得到的释放和自由。
Or do we have the freedom from meeting the Lord?
我们没有因为碰到了神而得到了更丰盛的生命和救恩。
Do we have more abundant life after meeting the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，所罗门得到智慧的第一件事情。
So after Solomon received the wisdom, the first thing he did,
而离开了一切不合神心意的侍奉。
He departed from all worship that was not of God's will.
他脱离了一切空洞和虚假的敬拜。
He departed from all empty worship and services.
他来到神的面前。
He came before God.
献燔祭和平安祭。
And then he offered fellowship offering and burnt offerings.
弟兄姊妹，人这一生最大的价值。
The greatest significance of our existence.
在于我们以主为中心的生活。
It's a life of It's a God-centered life.
前一阵子我在我们 CEDA 团契介绍的一本书叫做《人生的下半场》。
Recently, I introduced a book to the CEDA Fellowship.
The second half, I wonder the 名字。人生的下半场，我不知道英文名字是什么啊。
The second half of our life.
他就讲到怎么样子从追求成功转变为追求价值和意义。
How do we transform our pursuit from pursuing success?To meaning and significance.
人生的上半场，人都在追求成功。
Because the first half of our life, we spend it on pursuing success.
成绩要最好的。
Everything we want the best.
房子要好的，车子要好的，什么都要好的。
The best car, the best house, everything the best.
但是当我们到了人生下半场的时候
，But when we reach the second half of our life,
很多人都在那里寻求，到底我活着是为这些吗
？Many started to pause and think.Do I live for all these?
作者从他最深的体会里面给我们点了一条路。
The author pointed out a way for us.
叫我们从追求成功变成追求价值和意义。
That we ought to switch from pursuing success to meaningful.
但我们也从所罗门的经历里面，我们学习如何从在乎外表、追求外表，改为追求内在和真实。
From the experience of Solomon, let's switch from pursuing what's outward.To what's inward.
那所罗门得到智慧以后，第二件事情。
The second thing he did after receiving wisdom.
显在他认识十架的生命。
He showed that he knows the life of the cross.
我们请继续看列王记上第三章。
Let's continue to see 1 Kings chapter 3.
16节到28节。
Verses 16 through 28.
虽然照我的体力，我很希望你们来念，但是我还是自己来念好了。
I'll just read for you 16 through 28.
对不起，我请国豪，你来我这边帮我念好不好？十六节到二十八节，因为我们要录音。第三章十六节到二十八节。
一日有两个妓女来，站在王面前，一个说：“我主啊，我和这妇人同住一房，她在房中的时候，我生了一个男孩。我生孩子后第三日，这妇人也生了孩子。”我们是同住的，除了我们两人之外，房中再没有别人。夜间这妇人睡着的时候，压死了她的孩子。她半夜起来，趁我睡着，从我旁边把我的孩子抱去，放在她怀里，将她的死孩子放在我怀里。天要亮的时候，我起来，要给我的孩子吃奶，不料孩子死了。及至天亮，我细细地查看。不是我所生的孩子，那妇人说：“不然，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。”这妇人说：“不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。”他们在王面前如此争论。王说：“这妇人说，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。”那妇人说：“不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。”就吩咐说：“拿刀来！”人就拿刀来。王说。将活孩子劈成两半，一半给那妇人，一半给那妇人。活孩子的母亲为自己的孩子心里极痛，就说：“求我主将活孩子给那妇人吧，万不可杀他。”那妇人说：“这孩子也不归我，也不归你，把他劈了吧。”王说：“将活孩子给这妇人，万不可杀他。这妇人实在是他的母亲。”以色列众人听见王这样判断。就都敬畏他，因为见他心里有神的智慧，能以断案。
好，谢谢。那弟兄姊妹在这里讲到所罗门的智慧，第二方面显在他认识什么叫做十架的生命。
The second area that Solomon showed his wisdom is that he knows the life of the cross.
神的原则，神的智慧。跟世人的智慧是不一样的。
God's wisdom and God's principles are different from those of the world.
神的智慧 实际上的道理在人都是以为愚拙的。
Because God's wisdom is the cross, which is deemed foolish to men.
但是圣经的原则却是叫人因死而生，借失而得。
But the principle of God is always to live by death and to gain through loss.
弟兄姊妹，这个道理在所有外邦人的眼中都是一件愚拙的事情。
Which seems foolish to the world.
明明是我要的，是我当得的，我为什么要舍弃？
This is something I deserve. Why should I give it up?
但是圣经里面的原则却不是这样的。
But God's principle is not so.
哥林多后书第四章告诉我们，死在我们身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 says, when death is at work in us, life is at work in others.
这是十架生命的原则。
And that is the principle of the life of the cross.
借着死而得生命。
Through death, we receive life.
借着失去而得着。
Through loss, we gain.
借着舍弃而得到祝福。
Through giving up, we receive blessing.
当所罗门做王的时候，就发生了这么一件事情。
So during the King Solomon's reign, this thing happened.
两个妇人都生了孩子。
These two women both gave birth to a son.
那我们可以知道，一个粗心的妇人，或者只顾自己休息睡觉的妇人，她半夜把她孩子给压死了。
And this woman was probably negligent. She lay on her baby and killed the baby.
那弟兄姊妹。先不管这个神是因为粗心还是因为太自私了，反正他的孩子被他压死了。
Whether it's her fault or it's a pure accident, anyway, her son was killed.
他不肯为了他自己的疏忽负责任。
But she was not willing to carry to take on the responsibility of her
own behavior.
他马上
第一个念头就是想到我怎么样子来解决我的损失。
But then her first thought was how to make up my loss.
而这样子的做法甚至。牺牲别人的痛苦和幸福，他也不管。
And she cared less if that demands sacrifice of other people's happiness.
所以他趁别人睡觉的时候把他偷换。
So she switched her child.
而这件事情带到王的面前，没有人可以有判断。
And then when this case was brought before the king, no one could give a good verdict.
那个时候我想还没有现在验血的这个措施。
Because at that time they could not check the blood type.
更不要说 check DNA 了。
Let alone DNA.
所以来到所罗门王的面前。
So they brought this case before the king.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门王用了一个最深的智慧做了一个判断。
And the king gave the ruling with the great wisdom.
我既然找不到证据。
If I cannot find any witnesses.
既然你们两个都坚持这个孩子是你的。
And you both insisted that this living child was yours.
你们两个都想要拥有他。
You both want to own the child.
那让我做一件事情，我把他劈了，你们一人一半。
I'll just cut a half.In halves, and then each of you get half.
那个不是真母亲的，想反正我不见得得得到，好吧，劈就劈吧。
And then the
不是那个假母亲。
The fake mother, the counterfeit, will say, "Okay, go ahead."
那个真的母亲。
But the real mother.
何等爱她的孩子。
She loves her child.
她知道，她说好吧，给你，她可能从此再也没有她的孩子。
She knows that if she says, okay, I'll let the child go, she probably will never have the child back again.
但她多么痛苦，多么舍不得。
And it was such a painful thing for her.
弟兄姊妹，那真的是一个痛苦，才生下来的孩子呢。
It was a painful thing because this was a newborn baby.
所有九月怀胎，然后生产的苦难，都因为她的出现得到了安慰。
Because she was comforted.After long-term pregnancy,
所有的眼泪和痛苦都因为看见了这个可爱的面孔，她得到了安慰，得到了满足。
She was comforted by looking at the baby.
而就在这时候，突然因为别人的错失、别人的 mistake 发生了一件事情，我们必须要把我们最心爱的要交出去。
Now because of someone else's mistake, that she had to give up her beloved.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是那个母亲，我们可以想象我心中的痛苦。
If we were the mother, we could imagine the pain.
这个母亲知道，她如果在这个时候不舍弃她心中的最爱。
But the mother knows that if she does not give up her love now,
她说爱的就死定了。
Her love will be killed.
那个孩子就不能得生。
And this child will not survive.
她也就永远没有机会再得回她的孩子。
And she will no longer have any chance to see her child.
这件事情都发生得这么快。
Everything happened so fast.
她必须立刻做决定。
She had to make a decision right away.
弟兄姊妹，就是因为她对她那真实完全的爱。
Because of her compassion and perfect love for her child.
那个从生命里面出来的爱。
It's out of her life.
让她甘心的把这个孩子交给一个这样子欺负她的人。
She was willing to give her son to this woman who took advantage of her.
弟兄姊妹，在她来说，这个孩子如同没有了。
To her, she already it seems like this child was gone for good.
但是不要忘了那位坐宝座的是谁。
But let's not forget who sits on the throne.
他的真智慧在所罗门王的里面。
The true wisdom now is in King Solomon.
而让所罗门王能够从这件的事情里面知道谁是真正爱这个孩子。
So that Solomon was able to discern who truly loves the child.
而有这个真正的爱，所罗门知道谁是真正的母亲。
And he can judge from true love who is the real mother.
弟兄姊妹，这就是圣经上十字架的原则。
And that is the principle of the cross.
死在我们身上发动。
When death is at work in us.
而弟兄姊妹，当那个死发动的时候，真不好受。
When the death is at work.It is very painful.
因为我们不能装假，假装说我发动一下，马上那个东西都会回来了。
You cannot pretend that you're dying.
你必须像亚伯拉罕献以撒一样，以撒在他的心中如同已死。
You have to do it just like when Abraham offered Isaac. To him, Isaac was dead.
所以神还把以撒还给亚伯拉罕的时候，希伯来书说亚伯拉罕仿佛从死中得回他的孩子。
So when God returned Isaac back to Abraham, he received it as if this child came back from death.
弟兄姊妹，以撒死过没有？
Did Isaac die alone?
以撒死过没有？
Did Isaac die?
以撒从来没死过。
He never died.
但是在亚伯拉罕的心中，以撒死过没有？
But to Abraham, did Isaac die?
以撒死过了。
Yes, he did.
完全死掉了。
Completely.
好，弟兄姊妹，他真的是仿佛从死中得回了他的孩子。
So he received Isaac back as if from the dead.
这叫做死在我们身上发动了。
So this is how it works when death is at work in us.
神的原则就是死在我们身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
And that is God's principle. When death is at work in us, life is at work in others.
没有十架就没有所谓的复活。
Without cross, there's no resurrection.
没有死亡就没有讲复活的必要了。
Without death, there's no need for resurrection.
当我们在这里说神啊，你复活的生命能够彰显出来。
When we say, Oh God, manifest the power of your resurrection.
我们说活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
When we proclaim it is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，不是喊一喊基督就活出来了。
We cannot just cry it out and then Christ will be in us, will be at work in us.
前面保罗讲说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
But before that, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ.
这是一个十字架的原则。
So this is the principle of the cross.
保罗不仅仅生活用这个原则。
Not only that, Paul lives by this principle.
他在那里带领众教会的时候也是用这个原则。
He also used this principle to lead churches.
所以哥林多的教会是一个充满了问题和混乱的教会。
The church at Corinth was full of problems.
整个哥林多前书都在讲他们各式各样的问题。
So the First Corinthians talks about all kinds of problems at that church.
有淫乱的问题，有纷争的问题，有各式各样拜偶像，这个什么问题都有。
There was problems of adultery, idolatry, dissension, all kinds of problems, you name them.
保罗来到他们中间。
But Paul came among them.
保罗说我定了志向在你们中间，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他的十字架。
But Paul says, I resolve when I come to you, I do not know anything else but Christ and his crucifixion.
他用基督，用钉十字架的基督在这里解决哥林多教会一切的问题。
He solved all problems with Christ and his crucifixion.
所以当他们弟兄告弟兄告到外邦人面前去的时候
So when there was something happened that brothers sued another brother in a court
保罗就责备他们然后问他们说你们为什么不情愿吃亏呢
So Paul rebuked them and said Why aren't you willing to take loss
跟世人一样都在为着自己的利害在那里争一口气
You're like the rest of the world You fight for your own benefit
都在为着自己的利益在那里争取
You fight for your own benefits.
保罗把十字架的原则拉在他们中间。
But then Paul showed them the principle of the cross.
为什么不情愿吃亏呢
？Why aren't you willing to take the loss?
弟兄姊妹，今天十字架的原则到底在不在我们的生命里
？So is the principle of the cross in our life?
一个人要生命丰富。
If we want abundant life.
一个人要能够真正成为别人的祝福。
And we want to become blessing for others.
他一定需要有真智慧认识什么叫做十字架的原则。
We need to have the true wisdom to know what is the principle of the cross.
哥林多前书第一章告诉我们神使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
First Corinthians tells us that God has caused Christ to become our wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
智慧不是一个东西，不是一个 character， 不是一个 quality。
Wisdom is not just a quality or character。
living person, 是一个活的人,
Wisdom is a living person, that is Christ Himself. When we receive true wisdom, and we will know this principle of life.
哥罗西书第二章也说到,
and
then
the book of Colossians tells us all wisdom is hidden in Christ.
直接说到神的智慧就是基督。
And the wisdom of God is Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼不盼望得到这样子的智慧？
Do we desire to receive this kind of wisdom?
哦，听说有个小故事，讲到汪佩珍姊妹，她家里面有一个帮忙做家事的一个，我们所谓的这个怎么讲，就是在家里面帮忙打扫家呀、处理家务事的一个仆人。
We heard of this story that in Miss Wang's house, she had a helper.
那这个姊妹呢，有一个坏习惯呢，她很喜欢吃巧克力糖。And
this helper loves to eat chocolate.
那有人有时候去看汪佩珍姊妹，就送了她一些很好的巧克力糖给她。And
sometimes Miss Wang will receive chocolates from her guests.
那在家帮忙的这个姊妹呢，就常常趁汪姊妹不在的时候，偷偷去吃这个巧克力糖。And
this helper will often stole a chocolate. When Miss Wang was not around.
后来当王子妹发现这件事的时候,
and after Miss Wang discovered,
她没有马上去说你为什么要偷东西,
she did not confront her right away.
她做了一件事情, 就把她家里面所有收藏起来的巧克力糖放在客厅的桌子上。
She did one thing, she put all the chocolate that she has in the living room on the coffee table.
她就告诉那个姊妹, 她说你要吃就吃。
And she would tell the sister, her helper, that you eat whatever you want.
宁可公开的让这个姊妹来吃，而不要她犯了偷窃的罪。
She rather that the sister will eat in the public, and then rather instead of sinning.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做爱。
And that is love.
这个叫做死在我身上发动，为的叫别人得祝福。
And that is an example of how when death is at work in us, life is at work in us.
有一次我看那个动物世界里面讲到有一种的虫。
One time I watched National Geography, and then there was this kind of insect.
我不要太多形容，免得姊妹们紧张，就跟蚯蚓差不多的虫。They're
like the earthworms.
那么他们有一个特点呢，就是它那个蛋呢，就是它要生小孩的那个蛋，必须要跟鸟粪调在一起，那个蛋才会孵化出来，因为它需要一种特别的成分。In
order for their eggs to hatch, the eggs has to be laid in bird droppings.
那不然它生出来的蛋呢？除非天上的鸟正好来一泼掉上去，不然它生不出蛋的，它生不出小虫的。Otherwise,
only if the bird happened to drop the dropping on the egg cannot hatch.
那概率太小了，对不对？
So the chance of the bird dropping on the egg is too slim.
所以这种的虫它有一个特点，就是当它怀知道要生蛋之前。
So the female worm will know. Before laying eggs,
反正全部都从地里面把头伸出来，伸得高高的。And
they will stick out their head out of the earth.
而弟兄姊妹，当我那天看到那个电视的画面，我心里面非常的感动。When
I saw the picture on TV, I was greatly touched.
一个虫一个虫伸出来，而且把头再比谁伸得高，为了叫鸟下来吃它。All the
worms will stick out their head so that the birds will come to eat.
鸟下来把它吃了以后，那些蛋从它粪便里面出来。 小虫可以生得出来。
And after the birds eat the worms, and then the eggs will come out of the bird droppings.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的永能和神性。
This is God's eternal power and divine nature.
借着所造之物是明明可以知道的。
It's been made clear through everything that has been made.
真的是生命的原则，借着受造之物都在对我们说话。
So the principle of life is being revealed to us through all creation.
一只虫。 可以为了让他所爱的孩子能够正常的生出来。The
a worm was in order for her children to have normal birth.
争先恐后的破土而出，为了让鸟可以把它吃掉。They
fight for their chance to be eaten by birds.
弟兄姊妹，那今天我们的生命原则在哪里？
Where is our principle of life?
我们常常为了彼此一点看法不同，一点利害的关系。
Oftentimes we contend with one another because of our different opinions.
夫妻之间, 兄弟姐妹之间, 我们常常也为了一些的事情在那里争执不已。
With our spouses, with our brothers, we argue.
甚至在神家里面都还有这些事情。
Even in the house of God.
保罗说你们为什么不肯情愿吃亏呢? 为什么弟兄告弟兄, 而且又告在外邦人的面前呢?
That's why Paul says, why aren't you willing to take the loss, but you would rather sue your brother in a foreign court?
因为姊妹是所罗门的智慧，现在他真认识什么叫做十架的生命和原则。
So King Solomon's wisdom is shown on knowing the principle of the cross.
第三个，我们请翻过来《列王记上》第四章。
Thirdly, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 4.
29节。
Verses 29.
到34节。
Through 34.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙，不可测量。 所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧，他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人以探，并马杰的儿子西曼、雅各达大的智慧，他的名声传扬在四围的列国。他作箴言3000句，诗歌1005首。他讲论草木，指黎巴嫩的香柏树，直到墙上长的硫栖草，又讲论飞禽走兽。 昆虫、水族，天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。弟兄姊妹，讲到所罗门第三方面，说到他的智慧，显在他能够从万有中来认识神。The
third area where King Solomon showed his wisdom is his knowledge of God through all creation.
他能够从黎巴嫩的香柏树一路讲到墙头上那个最小的。
He can talk about the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the walls.
弟兄姊妹，他决定不是像动物世界或植物世界，只是讲这些表面的东西。
He's not just talking about the facts like the National Geography TV program.
他怎么样子透过这些外面的东西，他看见了后面属灵的意义。
But through all these, he gets to understand the spiritual meaning.
不然今天能够讲这种科学常识的人到处都是。 天下列国有谁派人去听呢?
Just like today, we have many scientists who know about the scientific facts of all creations, but who will send people to listen to them?
而是所罗门一讲的时候，别人从他里面听见了不一样的东西。
But when Solomon talked about it, people heard something else different.
我们香柏木串刊号讲到香柏树。
We talk about the cedars at Lebanon.
弟兄姊妹，香柏树有太多属灵的意义在里面了。
There are many significance and meanings to the.
它是植物中的王啊。
They're the kings of the plants.
那么尊贵、那么荣美的一个生命在它的里面。
They're very magnificent and noble.
它讲到王的生命。
They represent the life of a king.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到墙头上这么小的硫栖草的时候，
and when we talk about the hyssop that grows out of the wall,
好像没有人会注意到的硫栖草这么微小的，
it seems like they are often ignored by people.
但是所罗门讲起硫栖草的时候，
but when Solomon talked about hyssop,
能够让我们知道那最小的信心都可以用来支取神的宝血和赦免，
we get to understand that even the smallest faith can obtain the redemption from the blood of Christ.
因为在旧约立约记里面都讲到用硫栖草沾血洒在犯罪求赦的人身上。
Because in the book of Leviticus, hyssop was used to sprinkle blood on the sinners.
我们再小、再微小的信心，我们都可以来支取神的救恩。
Even with the smallest faith, we can receive salvation.
当所罗门在这里讲的时候，
when King Solomon talked about it,
人都羡慕这个东西。
People have this longing for it.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天用新约来看，我们的这个启示更清楚了。Today,
from the New Testament, we get to see the revelation even more clearly.
那不仅仅讲到神的永能和神性，能够借着所造之物，叫人晓得无可推诿。Not
only that God's divine nature and eternal power can be understood from all creation.
借着很多受造之物，我们可以体会到神的神性，神伟大的这个。
From his creation, we get to understand God's eternal will and eternal power.
而且新约更告诉我们 ，He is all and in all， 基督是一切 又住在一切之内。
The New Testament even tells us more that He is all and in all.
我们不光借着东西来认识神。
Not only that we can get to know Him through things.
不光借着植物、动物、昆虫、海类的东西来认识神。
From the plants, the birds, the fish, or the insects.
我们可以从一切的遭遇里面来认识神，因为 He is all and in all.
We can get to understand Him from all circumstances that we encounter because He's all and in all.
万事都在互相效力，要叫我们得到益处。
And everything is working together for our own good.
借着受造之物，我们可以揣摩体会神的永能和神性。
Through creation, we get to understand God's eternal power and His divine nature.
借着我们每一天的日子，当我们知道如何在基督里来过，来数算自己的日子的时候。
And then through everyday life, we get to know how to number our days.
我们就可以得到智慧的心。
We may receive wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，在这里让我们从万事互相效力里面，我们来体会神真是充满万有。
If we really believe that everything works out for the good, we get to understand He's all and in all.
我们如果没有这个智慧，
But if we do not have this wisdom,
我们在地上的生活就是别人来支配我们。
And our earthly life will be dominated by others.
世界的潮流支配我们。
By the world.
生活的责任压力来支配我们。
Or will be dominated by our responsibilities and pressure from life.
别人对我们的评语在这里支配我们。
Or other people's view and criticism.
世界给我们塑造的价值观在这里支配我们。
Or the value system of the world.
甚至什么都没有，我们只是行尸走肉一样，这样子天天一天一天的过着我们的生活。
Even without all these, we're but like walking dead people.
但是如果我们真看见人生的智慧，
But if we truly see the wisdom of our life,
我们的生活要不一样。
And our life will be drastically different.
原来黎巴嫩的香柏树到墙头上的牛膝草已经存在了多少千年了。
Because the Lebanon of the cedars of Lebanon and the hyssops have been existing for thousands of years.
天下每一个人可能都看过他们。
Probably everyone in the world has seen them.
但是当所罗门得到了真智慧的时候，
But when Solomon received true wisdom,
他再来看香柏树，香柏树已经不再是一个外面的香柏树。
The cedar trees are no longer the same cedar trees to him.
有那么多属天的智慧，属天的原则在里面。
There's so much spiritual wisdom and understanding behind them.
当他在碰到小小的牛膝草的时候，他又不轻看它。
So whenever he sees this small hyssop, he will no longer despise them.
因为他一样从里面得到了真智慧。
Because he can also receive true wisdom from them.
同样的，在我们的生活里面。
Likewise in our own lives.
从大事里面，我们可能经历神，看见神的作为。
We may experience God from big matters.
可能从最小的事情。
And also the smallest.
我们一样可以来体会，来认识神。
We get to understand God also.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们今天有没有得到这个智慧？
But do we have this wisdom?
我们今天的背诵经文，箴言第九章。
The memory verse for this week is Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
我们一起来读一遍好不好？第十节。
Let's read it together.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
弟兄姊妹啊，但愿我们的日子，我们的遭遇不再随便过去。
Let our days go by easily.
我以前曾经讲过一个神的仆人说，他从前常常在痛苦之中煎熬受苦。
I remember once I told you there was this servant of God who often went through tribulation.
因为他碰到的难处真的很多。
Because he has encountered great difficulties.
直到有一天神开了他的眼睛。
Until one day God opened his eyes.
看见一切的环境里面都有神的祝福，神的旨意在其中。
He got to see God's will and blessing in all situations that he went through.
他都可以得着神，可以享受神。
He may receive God more and enjoy God more.
就连从前他最逃避、最怕、最讨厌的难处跟仇敌的攻击，他现在的看法都不一样。
Even those trials or the attacks of the enemy that he used to want to escape from, now he has different view.
他知道像加勒跟约书亚说，仇敌是我们的食物。
He can proclaim like Joshua and Caleb that our enemy is our food.
所以从神转变他以后，他就说小仇敌是小食物、小宴席。
After God changed him, he was able to proclaim that small enemies are small feasts.
他说大仇敌就是大宴席。
Big enemies are big feasts for me.
没有仇敌就没有宴席。
Without enemies, there will be no feasts for me.
因为这边他用很简单的英文讲的这几句却在我的里面。
But I remember these simple words clearly.
他就从那一天开始，他一看见难处，一看见仇敌，他就哈利路亚，我又有东西可以吃了。
From that day on, every time he sees the attacks of the enemy or the trials, he will rejoice and say, "Hallelujah! Now I have food."
以前就是埋怨，就是逃避。
Before he would just complain or he would run away.
现在他可以靠着主的恩典来面对。
Now he can face them with the grace of God.
我记得几个月前我也讲一个小故事，说到一个年轻的女孩子一直在那里埋怨，埋怨。
Several months ago, I told you another story that there was this young girl who kept on complaining.
家里面有 teenager 的父母亲可能都会有这种体会哈。
I'm sure parents of teenagers can understand.
他们常常这个埋怨那个埋怨那个埋怨。
They often complain about just about everything.
当她在那里埋怨的时候，她的爸爸叫她做一件事情。
That day when she was complaining her way, her dad asked her to do one thing.
她的爸爸叫她拿几个生的胡萝卜。
And then her dad asked her to get some carrots, raw carrots.
放到热水里面去煮。
And boil them in hot water.
叫她拿一个生蛋放到热水里面去，另外一锅的热水里面去煮。
And then another pot, and then boil the eggs.
然后叫她再煮另外一锅的热水。
And then ask her to boil another pot of hot water.
然后把那个速溶的咖啡粉撒进去。
And then to put instant coffee in it.
等到三个都烧完了，拿回来。
And after.She's done.
他的爸爸就问他。
And her father asked her.
刚才这个胡萝卜你煮之前是硬的还是软的？
Was the carrot hard or soft before cooking?
他说是硬的。
She says it was hard.
那他说那现在呢？
What about now?
他说是软的。
Now it's soft.
他就问他说这个蛋在你煮之前。
And then he asked her, what about the egg before you boiled it?
蛋里面是硬的还是软的？
Inside the eggshell, was it soft or hard?
他说当然是软的，因为是生的嘛。
She said it was soft because it was raw.
那你先煮熟，打开来里面是什么？
And now after you boil the egg, what's inside?
它是硬的。
It's hard.
他那个咖啡已经跟水完全调和在一起，成为一杯香甜可口的咖啡。
And then that instant coffee powder was already blended with the hot water and now becomes a cup of delicious coffee.
他说在这里有三样东西。
Her father says, okay, now we have three things.
他们的遭遇一模一样。
And then they went through the same things.
但是他们的结果却完全不一样。
But the end results were different.
一个原来还是软的。
Something that was soft before.
经过了苦难，经过了难处，它变硬了。
After trials, it becomes hard.
他的整个的人生充满了苦毒，充满了 bitterness 和埋怨。
Because now this person's life is full of bitterness and complaint.
他觉得人都对不起他，神也对不起他。
He probably feels that everyone wrongs him, including God.
有的人经过苦难。
Some people went through trials.
他原来是一个个性硬的人。
Before they were he was a hard person.
但苦难却洁净了他。
But then the trial purified the person.
苦难让他谦卑下来。
And also humbles the person.
苦难让他认识神，让他变得柔软。
That he gets to know God and become soft.
那还有人经过苦难以后。
And then some people went through trials.
别人并没有感觉到他在那里天天讲他什么苦难。
And people don't seem to hear about them talk much about their trials.
那这个人已经完全好像无己一样，但是他却成为别人可以享受的祝福。
Because this person seems to have lost themselves already, but then they become blessings for others.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们每一天都在过生活。
Every day we are going through life.
到底我们的智慧是真智慧呢，还是这个地上给我们的？
Is our wisdom true wisdom or from the world?
今天既然是母亲节，我就希望我们在座做父母的。
Today is Mother's Day, and I wish all the parents here.
我希望我们在乎孩子的不是只是学校的成绩单而已。
We hope that we do not only care about our children's report cards.
我们要在乎他们是不是像所罗门能够得到真智慧。
But we want to care if they receive true wisdom like King Solomon.
在他们人生的路上能够学习尊主为大，愿意让主成为他们生活的中心。
So in their life, they are willing to exalt God and be the center of their life.
一个智慧的母亲永远不会疏忽这件事情。
A wise mother will never neglect this.
同样的，我们能不能帮助他们能够认识什么叫做舍己的原则？
Let's help them to understand the principle of abandoning self.
在这个世界上已经没有这种教导了。
Because there's no such teaching in this world anymore.
总是叫人去争取，争取，争取。
The world urges us to fight and fight.
甚至不择手段地来争取。
With all means.
但是我们却愿不愿意教他们什么叫做真智慧。
But are we willing to teach them true wisdom?
甘心受神，让神祝福我们。
They're willing to suffer loss in order to receive God's blessing.
甘心让死在我们身上发动。
They're willing to let death work in them.
让生、让祝福、让爱能够临到别人。
So that life and love can reach others.
我在说那个妇人如果舍不得割弃她的孩子，她就害了她亲生的孩子。
Again, I want to say, remind you, if the mother was not willing to let go of her child, then she will kill her child.
同样的，我们也愿不愿意教导我们的孩子，让他们学习在各样的遭遇里面，在每一天的日子里面来体验体会神。
And again, are we willing to teach our children to get to understand God through their daily life?
好让他们将来有那个度量去面对他们人生真正的风浪和挑战。
So that they will have the capacity in the future to face their own storms.
我们不可能保护他们，陪他们一辈子的。
We can never protect them all the days of their life.
还没上大学以前，翅膀都已经啪啦啪啦响了。
Because they're already ready to try out their wings before they go to college.
他们都早就准备好要飞出去了。
They're ready to fly away.
那弟兄姊妹，他们安全吗？
But are they in safety?
有一天当我们不在了，他们梦到苦难的时候，他们有力量去面对吗？
When we are no longer with them, do they have the capacity and power to face trials?
他们预备好了怎样从神的角度来处理他们人生的失败吗？
Are they ready to handle their failures with God's point of view?
弟兄姊妹，我再说，我们不要只注重孩子们的成绩。
Let me emphasize again, let's not just look at their report cards only.
如果在我结尾的时候再问你们一个做母亲的问题，你如果可以为孩子求一件事，你会为他求什么？
Before I end, I want to ask the mothers again, if you can only ask one thing for your child, what would that be?
跟我刚才聚会一开始的时候问你的答案一不一样？
Do you have the same answer as before this meeting?
我希望主让我们为了孩子有真实的爱，有真实的智慧来教养他们。
We hope that we will teach and raise up our children with true love and wisdom.
那我们大人更是要如此了，对不对？
And the same for the adults, even more.
但愿神真是把那真智慧赐给我们。
May the Lord give us true wisdom.
我们一起来唱409首。
Let's sing hymn 409. Be thou my vision.
你为我照顾
的我的心爱主，你永远是我的意象。
Oh Lord, my love, you're always my vision.
唯你是我一切，他皆虚幻。
Not be all else to me, save that thou art.
神已经使你成为我们的智慧。
God has caused you to be our wisdom.
但我们这一生都真知道如何来数算自己的日子。
May our, in our life we know how to number our days.
好让我们每一个日子都在智慧中度过。
So that we will pass each single day with wisdom.
能够在你的面前有价值。
That every day will be counted significant in you.
而不再是一个虚空空洞徒有外表的生活。
That they're no longer empty and superficial.
也让我们的生活是一个舍己而让你的生命和祝福能够流露的生活。
That we will live a life of self-denial and become a blessing.
就我们脱离一切的自私和自己为中心的生活。
Help us to depart from life of self-centeredness.
让我们为着爱的缘故。
For the sake of love.
让我们为着那真正爱的缘故。
For the real love.
让死，让损失能够在我们的身上发动。
That we're willing to take death and loss.
让生命，让祝福能够临到别人。
So that life and blessing will reach to others.
更是帮助我们开我们的眼睛。
Help us and open our eyes.
让我们看见你是一切又在一切之内。
That we get to see that you are all and in all.
让我们从万有中来认识你，来经历你。
From all creation, we get to know you and experience you.
从万有中我们来得着你。
That we will obtain you
来享受你
and enjoy you.
主啊，谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
我们将我们每一个人都交在你的手里。
We commit every one of us in your hands.
恩待祝福我们。
Bless us and be merciful.
在我们剩下不多的日子里面。
In the remaining days of our life.
我们真成为一个有智慧的人。
That we become a person of wisdom.
也求你常将这智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
May you often give us this.Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真知道你和你的美意。
That we get to know you and your good will.
好让我们能够甘心活在其中。
That we're willing to live in it.
好让我们甘心来跟从你的旨意。
That we're willing to follow your will.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.